Now that we've examined a few customs and practices of both the church and the secular world, let's now turn our eyes towards Judaism, where the paganoid crowd has no shortage of accusations about pagan influence and origins. One of the most common objections is that the Jewish calendar today is itself based on the idolatrous calendar of Babylon. First, there is the charge that the month names in the Hebrew calendar today are based on Babylonian gods. Surprisingly, yes, this is actually true, and rabbinic writings are not shy about fessing up to the fact either. In the Midrash Rabbah, it plainly states, "The names of the months came up with us from Babylon." Rabbi Hananiah elaborates on this in Tractate Rosh Hashanah of the Jerusalem Talmud. Rabbi Hananiah said, "The names of the months came up with them from Babylon. For before Babylonian captivity, we read, originally in the month of Ethanim, 1 Kings 8:2. For in it the patriarchs were born and died, and the matriarchs were remembered. Originally in the month of Bull, 1 Kings 6:34. For in it the foliage decays and the earth becomes cloddy. For in it they mix fodder for the cattle from what is stored inside. Originally in the month of Ziv, 1 Kings 6:37. For in it is the bloom of the world. The plants become distinguishable and the trees become distinguishable. Subsequently, and it came to pass in the month of Nisan in the 20th year, Nehemiah 2:1, and it came to pass in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, Nehemiah 1:1, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tevet, Esther 2:16. So while we might balk at the idea of the months coming into the Hebrew calendar from Babylon, Rabbi Hananiah points out that this is exactly how the Bible refers to them. The Torah gives no names for the months, but simply refers to them as the first month, the second month, and so forth. When we get to the book of 1 Kings, Rabbi Hananiah references to texts calling months by the names Ethanim, Bul, and Ziv, which, on a side note, most scholars identify as Canaanite month names. But then, Rabbi Hananiah points out that after Babylonian captivity, they are referred to as Nisan, Kislev, and Tevet, which all come from Babylon. Thus, the scriptures themselves sanction calling the names of the months by their Babylonian names. Why would this be? Jewish tradition states that it is to remind the Jewish people of the horrible exile in Babylon and to remind them not to repeat again the disregard of the Torah and commit the sins of Avodah Zarah that led them there. On a more practical level, it simply reflects the fact that ancient Near East used lunar calendars. Since Hebrew tradition did not have assigned names for the months, while in Babylon, the Babylonian names filled the vacuum. It's no more a big deal than the fact that the secular month of January preserves the name of Janus, or that June preserves Juno. Another accusation is that calling the Feast of Trumpets in the fall, Rosh Hashanah, meaning the head of the year, is an imitation of Babylonian practice as well, and nowhere commanded in the Torah. Thus, to celebrate a new year in the fall is pagan. First of all, it's not true at all. The Babylonian new year began with the first new moon after the vernal equinox, that is March, and its celebration lasted 11 days. Nevertheless, junk scholars continue to make this claim.